This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, well, even though it didn't satisfy some of our current feelings about the Cavs situation, we had two big upsets in the NBA last night, Game 1, the first one being the Celtics losing to the Knicks in overtime, despite being up as many as 20 points during the second half. Now, this is a game where Boston really struggled from the three-point line, one of their favorite spaces, 15 of 60. That means they missed 45 from beyond the stripe. Now, this is head coach Joe Mazzulla last night talking about whether or not he was satisfied with Boston's shot selection in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, obviously, over the course of the game, you always can find, you know, 5-10 shots that you want to be better at. But, you know, I thought throughout the night, for the most part, we fought for good looks, you know, throughout the game. But, yeah, I mean, you can find 5-10 that we could be better at.
I can barely fathom shooting 45 three-pointers in a game total, let alone missing 45.
Well, it's pretty insane. It's games like that where you're reminded just how different the NBA game is and the statistical variance of three-pointers, how they are swinging playoff games and favorites are going down because of it. It's tough, and the question then comes back to the coach. Like, I know they're open shots, and they did. They looked at the Celtics' open shots. There were a slew of them. They performed well under what they typically do. But at what point do you make an adjustment and mix it up?
Well, yeah, exactly. When you look at it and you go, okay, we're not hitting these shots today. I guess they're just going to be live by or die by, because if you're Joe Mazzulla, you're going to go, well, there's no way we're going to miss 43 or 45. How many was it?
45.
There's no way we're going to miss 45 three-pointers in a game again.
Yeah, while the Knicks hit on 55% of theirs.
Yeah.
45% of theirs. So
as of right now, there's a fear in that you don't want to change, or you want to change and adjust, but I really think Boston doesn't need to adjust right now. I think if they live by it, they're going to die by it, and that's the way it's going to go. Because if the Knicks had only made 20% of their shots, then I think you go, okay, what do we need to do different, because they're clogging us up and they're not that great of a shooting team. But if they're going to shoot like that, it's like, all right, they were great tonight. We were not great tonight. Had we hit those threes, it's not going to overtime. It's probably a blowout. We don't need to worry about it. Let's not break who we are based on one game. So I think that's what Joe Mazzulla is thinking about. But it's interesting, though, because it's a night where if you're saying the shot selection is there, that means you're just missing the open shots. So maybe you did need to make an adjustment halfway through that game, but I don't know if you want to throw off the rhythm of your team for game one of a series.
Going over to the other game here, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Denver Nuggets last night going down to the wire. Aaron Gordon making the game-winning three-pointer with just seconds to spare as the Nuggets take the first game of the series. Now, there was an interesting strategy for Oklahoma City towards the end of the game. They fouled Gordon with about 10 seconds left. They were up by three. They didn't want to have a crazy shot, so he made two free throws. Chet Holmgren goes down and misses two free throws, which led to Gordon making the game winner. Coach Mark Daigneault of Oklahoma City talking about the Thunder's foul strategy and saying that's not why they lost.
That's usually our deal, is to foul up three and to play that game. I thought we executed the fouls pretty well, got the ball in bounds pretty well. It didn't go our way tonight, but it's worked out well for us in the past. We'll continue to look at it, maybe learn from it, but I didn't think that's why we lost the game.
They were up 11 with 4.5 minutes to go at home with everybody wearing the shirt. Everybody in the building wearing the shirt.
Somebody told me that their crowd was not that boisterous last night. They might have wore the shirt, but were they loud? Because if you just wear the shirt, but you're not loud about it, you're not doing the shirt any justice.
It surprised me, because that's one of the crazier home court advantages. That's like a college atmosphere. At times, I thought Cleveland against Indiana, third quarter, felt like that too. These places, these NBA arenas, can actually get really loud when they feel the need to. This was staggering. This was absolutely staggering. The way that there's the missed free throw by Holmgren that would have put him up two. Then Westbrook is off to the races on the other end and finds Gordon for the three. And that place got silent. And I think they, of all the stuff that happened, this might have been the most shocking, the way it went down.
It is. By the way, it's insane to think about this because, I did not notice that the fan base was quiet last night. But Oklahoma City, like, you didn't need to lose the Seattle Supersonics to have a team in Oklahoma City, I don't think. But, boy, what a great market for basketball. That is a great market. I sound like Jeff Phelps right now. I mean, I'll keep it quick, but what a great market for NBA basketball.
Would you go there for three times the salary? Would you talk sports in Oklahoma City?
No, I wouldn't. No.
Would you go to Milwaukee?
No.
No, that we've known. But, I mean, after Kenny sent his proverbial flowers to Oklahoma City and their fans.
Well, yeah, it's fine. But, I mean, I like the – actually, I've never been to either town, so I have no idea.
Rank your towns, Kenny.
Top three towns that you love but would not go to.
Move to?
Yes. For three times the salary.
For three times
the salary. But you love them. So you can't put, like, Pittsburgh.
I can't love them.
I'm not going to Pittsburgh.
Well, I can't. Well, obviously, I wouldn't go to Pittsburgh.
So that's you love silly. Them. You've proclaimed that they're great.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a heel turn on everybody. Me going to Pittsburgh and then going to Pittsburgh and being a bad guy.
Where are you going?
Can I do it for him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
That's funny.
I think number one is Ames, Iowa. Number two, Orlando.
Okay.
Because he's been there so often. But I don't know if he'd move there.
Hell no.
And yeah, I think now Oklahoma City forges ahead of Milwaukee.
Wow. Hell no. I will never... not by my own means want to ever, ever move to Florida. Ever. Ever. I'm an Ohio man. I can't see myself moving to any other state. But certainly not Florida, man. No.
Can I ask you right now who's going to win the NBA championship?
That traffic. Me? You want to ask me or do you want to ask Mitch?
Oh. I'm asking you and then we'll get to Mitch.
Oklahoma City.
Mitch?
Cavs.
What?
I didn't. Okay. I mean, did anybody take that seriously?
You want me to try?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead, Owen. We've moved on, Mitch. Go ahead, Owen.
I don't care.
That sounds like Minnesota.
Yeah.
That sounds like you said Minnesota.
They do play tonight against Golden State.
Now, I wish it was the Cavs, but I don't think it is.
Going over to the NFL story yesterday, the Baltimore Ravens released a statement, a football decision, if you will, that they have released longtime kicker Justin Tucker amidst misconduct allegations against Tucker.
There Ravens was a lot of- owning up to it finally they did the right thing. They owned up to it. Maybe it was some public pressure, but I'll give them credit. And I haven't heard the statement yet, Mitch, but I'll give them credit. Seems like they finally understood the concerns about Justin Tucker.
I mean, it takes the pressure off that draft pick they had, so.
Do you have the statement?
I have it right in front of me.
Okay, I was about to say I don't have the statement right now.
Saying, considering our current roster, we made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker, who made many significant and unforgettable moments in Ravens history.
There you go.
That's the statement?
That's not the whole statement. That's an abridged
version
of the
statement.
What about
the part with the accusations and the massage parlors?
Sometimes.
Is that in the fifth paragraph?
They said they're grateful for his many contributions while playing for the Ravens. They didn't say which contributions.
He wrote at the beginning of the statement, sometimes football decisions are incredibly... Who you read from Shawshank Redemption? Sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this one is one of those instances.
All right. Okay, but what paragraph did they get to... the alarming accusations.
They don't.
There's five paragraphs. There might be a sixth one here.
Well, these are state. See, they're written like paragraphs, but they're just sentences. Because I'm like, what are you looking at that I'm not looking at here?
There's one with two sentences in here.
The article is a confederation. What is this? It's just this one thing.
Mitch, just go over the details about him being banned from two, not one, but two. Different massage parlors.
I mean, they don't talk about
There's none of that.
They talk about his focus, his drive, his resilience, his extraordinary talent.
Well, they wrote some flowery stuff about this guy.
Okay, but what about the alleged victims? At what point did they bring that up?
Does DaCosta and Harbaugh bring that up?
DaCosta's the only name that's...
are you telling me they didn't own up to any of this?
What is there to own up to? There's a very specific reason why they did not. They don't know what's going to happen here. He could end up being, for all we know, the man could end up being exonerated.
This isn't the Baltimore Ravens organization that I know and respect. It just doesn't sound like that.
Well,
Go ahead.
What?
The Ravens organization, I know, would have apologized for the alleged victim.
I'm not allowed to say anything to you. He's giving me the wrap up over there. So
it's just it doesn't sound like you have the right statement. To be honest, really quick.
Joe Pesci at the Oscars. It's been my pleasure to talk about with you.
I'll keep it brief, like Joe here too. Our final thing here: St. Ignatius' Hall of Fame announcing 5 nominees this year, including class of 2004 grad Brian Hoyer.
Hey!
Congratulations, Brian.
Why'd it take him 20 years?
I feel like it takes everyone 20 years to get into the high school Hall of Fame.
Do you have to be out of? Because he's older than me, and I'm out of high school 20 years.
Brian Hoyer has somehow become one of the most polarizing guests we've ever had on the show.
I love it.
And we're supposed to be done with the Brian Hoyer, and now I think he's just getting started.
Oh, no. We gotta get something going there. I'm not going to say anything more. It is unbelievable. Anytime Brian joins us, there's people like, yeah, and there are people who I think that they would blow up his trash can. There are people just hate what he says with us, and I love it.
And that's it for about last night.
Outstanding as always. I love you.